السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah. And the topic is إنها جنان كثيرة. Indeed, paradises are many. الحمد لله. All praises are for Allah, the most compassionate, who has guided us to His way so we can realize who we really are and what it really means to be human. Who has created man with a goal to perfect his noble character and to enter therein into the abode of felicity, the abode of Jannah. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ آمِنِينَ. Indeed, the righteous will be within the جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, the paradisical gardens and springs, having been told, enter into it in peace, in safety and security. Dear brothers and sisters, paradise is not only a place of nobility and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it represents the goal for which a human being should strive. For in its physical manifestation, it represents the spiritual realities of salam, of peace, with aman, safety and security. And that's why it is the outcome of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us with regards to Jannah, He said in a hadith Qudsi that He speaks to Jannah and He says, أَنْتِ رَحْمَتِي أَرْحَمُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. He said, You, O you, paradise, you are my mercy, and I show you to whomsoever I will from amongst my true servants. And so paradise itself has maratib, has stations that are commensurate to the ranks of ubudiyya, the ranks of slavehood. And that's why we find the Quran mentions various types of paradise. For example, in the Quran, you'll have Jannatul Ma'wa, you'll have Jannatul Adnin, wa Jannatul Firdaus. These are just some of the descriptions of paradise and the various names given to various aspects of paradise. And the reason why that is because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, he said, إِنَّهَا جِنَانٌ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, there are many paradises. There is not just one paradise, but commensurate to the ranks of us in this world, there are paradises. And all of these aspects of the different levels of paradise represent the various attributes by which we are distinguished in this world, and the various degrees of deeds and the hearts that precede those deeds therein. And that's why the Prophet often would say, or the Quran would say about these different types of Jannah. For example, we have Jannatul Ma'wa. The Quran says about it that it is in the abode of the Sidratul Muntaha, i.e. it's the place where the Sidratul Muntaha is. And we know the Sidratul Muntaha, which is known as the furthermost lote tree, represented the furthermost point of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mi'raj, his ascension to the heavens, at which point Jibreel was left behind and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into the intimate presence of his Lord. So it's as if the Jannatul Ma'wa is that doorway unto the point of intimate presence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so about this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عند Sidratil Muntaha عندها جنة المأوى. So he said about this, he said, alongside the lote tree of the furthermost lote tree, the utmost boundary, near it is the Jannatul Ma'wa, the garden of Ma'wa, literally refuge, a place. And the reason why it's called a refuge is because it's the place of, or the abode of those who have sought the refuge in Allah by aligning their hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preoccupying themselves in the doing of righteous deeds. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As for those who believed and did righteous deeds, for them will be Jannatul Ma'wa, gardens of refuge, as an accommodation, نُزُلًا, a place where they can abide, بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, because in accordance with what they did, in accordance with their intentions and their hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another sifa of such people is they sought refuge in Allah by negating their hawa, negating their passionate, lustful desires premised on egoic impulses. And they were fearful of their Lord, not fearful from a position of just abstract fear, but fearful, fear out of a reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maqam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. But as for he who fears the maqam, position of his Lord, and negates the soul from its hawa, from its egoic inclinations, then for such people there will be فَإِنَّ جَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. They will have the Jannah that is a refuge. And so this is just one of the aspects of Jannah that is referred to as Jannatul Ma'wa. And then now we have another type of Jannah, which is in a hadith referred to as Jannatul Firdaus. Now this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is the highest level of the Jannah, because he said in a Sahih hadith, he said, "Inna fil jannati mi'ata darajatin." He said, in paradise there are 100 levels. "Ma bayna kulli darajataini kama bayna as-sama'i wal ard." And what is between every level, every two levels, is like what is encompassed between the heavens and the earth. And amongst them, he said, وَالْفِرْدَوْسُ أَعْلَاهَا دَرَجَةً. He said, and Firdaus, Jannatul Firdaus, is the highest level of all these levels. Right? And about this, he said, وَمِنْهَا تُفَجَّرُ أَنْهَارُ الْجَنَّةِ أَرْبَعًا. He said, and from it are the four rivers of paradise that are made to flow forth. So the rivers of paradise themselves flow from Jannatul Firdaus. And so then he said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَسَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. So if you were to ask Allah for anything, then make sure you ask Him for Firdaus. And this is beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the highest level, and so that's something we should ask. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the description of the people, the inhabitants of Firdaus. And about them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers are truly the ones who are successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who are, during their prayer, in a state of khashya, humbly submissive. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those who turn away from vain and ill speech. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Those who are observant of paying the zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their private parts from engaging in that which is haram. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Except that they, if they were to use their private parts for sexual intimacy, then that would be with those of their wives, right? And those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal for them, for indeed they will not be blamed therein. This is beautiful, to engage in this type of intimacy is beautiful. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the ones who are عَادُونَ, transgressors. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And they, those who regard to their trust and their promises, are رَاعُونَ, they are attentive. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِعَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who carefully maintain their prayers. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are those who will eventually inherit Firdaus, and they will those who will abide therein eternally. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about these sifa, and these are very encompassing attributes or sifa of those who deserve Firdaus. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَسَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسَ, he said, when you ask Allah, ask Him for Firdaus. Then he said, ask also, implicit in that is asking through your embodying of these characteristics, by being from those الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ, those who deserve to inherit Firdaus, because they have actualized these attributes of being humbly submissive, attributes of staying away from vain and ill speech and vain entertainment, not wasting your lives, attributes of giving and putting your hand in your pocket and giving charity, attributes of guarding your chastity, guarding that sexual impulse, attributes of those who are faithful to their trusts and promises, and those who carefully maintain their prayer. These are the ways by which you deserve Firdaus, right? And so it is the ultimate abode. Firdaus is the ultimate abode for those who have iman and do righteous deeds. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا. He said, indeed, those who believe and do righteous deeds, those are the ones who will have Jannatul Firdaus Nuzula, will finally have that. And so the last of the types of Jannat that we're speaking about, Jannatul Adn, is another type of Jannah that is also described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, He says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah has promised the believing man and the believing woman gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally, and they will have these pleasant dwellings in the gardens of perpetual residence, Jannatun Adnin, right? Perpetual residence. But Allah says about this, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. But Allah's ridwan, Allah's contentment, Allah's being pleased with one is greater than all of this. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That seeking of ridwan is the great attainment. And that's why the ulama say that the Jannatul Zakharif, the outward manifestations of Jannah, as soever they are described, is also commensurate or just a physical description for what is in reality Jannatul Ma'arif, the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Ridwan, Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with one. And that's what Jannah symbolizes. It's not a kind of a celestial manifestation of hedonism that a person can say, well, now I'm in Jannah, I can do whatever I want. Rather, the people who deserve Jannah, the people who've maximized their ubudiyah, whatever their Lord wants, and they're so in love with their Lord that Jannah becomes this qurba, Jannah itself becomes this ridwan, this joy of being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنِعْمَ الدَّارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. What a best of abodes it is for those who have taqwa. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنِي يَدْخُلُونَهَا تَجْرِي من تحتها الأنهار لهم فيها ما يشاءون كذلك يجزي الله المتقين. What a great abode it is for those who have taqwa. The Jannah, Jannatu Adnin, yadkhulunaha tajri min tahtiha. They will enter it, and they're flowing underneath it will be rivers. لهم فيها ما يشاءون. They will have whatsoever they seek. كذلك يجزي الله المتقين. They will partake of the people of taqwa will partake of this. And this is why all of this is given to us as a reminder. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَهُسْنَ مَآبٌ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابُ. This is a reminder, and indeed for the righteous is a good place of ma'ab, return. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ, gardens of perpetual residence. مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابُ, whose doors will be opened to them. And so may Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His mercy, by His blessings, once again give us the blessing of this Jannah, of being in Jannatul Adn, and another and the highest Jannatul Firdaus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us from this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so about this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. Those are those who deserve this Jannah, are those who fulfill the covenant of Allah, the ultimate covenant of Tawheed, the covenant of when Allah says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? And so they have إِقْرَارُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ بِتَحْقِيقِ they have تَحْقِيقُ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ, by realizing their عُبُودِيَّة, they recognize the رُبُوبِيَّة of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ, they don't break this contract. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. And they are those that who join that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered to be joined, and they fear their Lord and are afraid of the سوء الحساب, an account of the evilness or the negativity or the badness of their account. والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرعا وعلانية. And they are those who are patient and seek the countenance of their Lord and establish prayer and spend from that which is provided for them secretly and publicly. ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة, and prevent the evil with the good. أولئك لهم عقبى الدار, and they will be the ones who have the best of places, the good consequences of a home. And what is that place? جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب. And what is that best of places? جنات عدن, the gardens of perpetual residence, wherein they will enter with whomsoever they were righteous, alongside entering بإذن الله their fathers, their spouses, their descendants, those of them who followed them in the righteousness. And angels who represent the light will enter upon them from every place, min kulli bab. And what will they be saying? Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fani'ma al-uqba ad-dar. Peace be upon you for what you patiently endured, and what a great abode it is. So this is beautiful, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the freedom, this peace, and this salam that we seek is what is awaiting those who have sabr, those who put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first in this world. And ultimately Jannah is the representation of those who've worked upon themselves. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni مجلس يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. The dearest and closest of you to me on the day of resurrection, i.e. and the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, will be those who are the best of characters. And the best of characters means this work, this constant tazkiyah, purifying of selves, and the tahliya, the adorning of the sifat, the beautiful attributes and qualities that characterized our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he himself was innama bu'ithu li'utammim makarim al-akhlaq. He himself said that he was sent to perfect the nobility of character, and so he represents the qudwatul hasana, he represents the uswatul hasana, he represents the best of examples to emulate, and he represents the example for us to actualize these verses, so that we can partake in this salam, this peace, and we can enter unto it in this life and the next. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. So may he enable us to be in service to the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.